Primacy of the Gospel Committee Report. Chapter 1. Areas of Agreement. 1. Emphasis on God's initiative in salvation. We agree that salvation is always at God's initiative, and that the Church needs constantly to give that message to the world. 2. Emphasis on the saving merits of Jesus. We agree that God unconditionally made provision for the salvation of all. 3. Emphasis on faith in accepting God's gift of salvation. We agree that by faith we believe, appreciate, trust, and receive the objective truth of God's salvation. The experience of eternal life begins when individuals exercise faith in Jesus Christ. 4. Emphasis on salvation by grace through faith being intimately connected with a transformed life and the keeping of all the commandments of God. We agree that the new birth takes place at the very moment when a person comes to Jesus and is justified by faith, and that in the new birth experience God through the Holy Spirit gives Christians a heartfelt desire to live God's will through His imparted grace. 5. Emphasis on agape. We agree on the centrality of agape in the Christian's life and on its foundational role in Christian living. 6. Emphasis on the inability of humans to do right in and of themselves. We agree that human beings are incapable of doing right in and of themselves or of initiating their personal salvation. 7. Emphasis on the nearness of God to the sinner. We agree that the good news is that God is on the side of sinners rather than being against them, and that He draws near to them in Christ Jesus. 8. Emphasis on bringing people to Christ. We agree on the fundamental importance of bringing people to Christ as our response to the Gospel Commission. 9. Emphasis on repentance in the body of Christ. We agree that, for the sake of and in fellowship with the crucified and risen Christ, the Christian believer experiences a deep identification with the sins of others, knowing that they could be his or hers but for the grace of the Savior. Such identification leads to calling the unrepentant to repentance and to new life in Christ. We further agree that the more pervasive this spirit of identification within the body of Christ, the more intensely will he felt and experience the outpouring of the Spirit of God. 10. Rejection of Universalism. We reject universalism, defined as the belief that every person will be saved independent of personal commitment to the Lord. 11. Emphasis on the primacy of the Bible in the formation of Christian understandings. We agree that the teachings of the Bible represent the center of any theological process. 12. Emphasis on the most precious message set forth by Jones and Wagoner. We agree that studying the most precious message presented by Jones and Wagoner is important. Ellen White has provided us with a summary of the essential elements of that message. The Lord in His great mercy sent a most precious message to His people through elders Wagoner and Jones. This message was to bring more prominently before the world the uplifted Savior, the sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. It presented justification through faith in the surety. It invited the people to receive the righteousness of Christ, which is made manifest in obedience to all the commandments of God. Many had lost sight of Jesus. They needed to have their eyes directed to His divine person, His merits, and His changeless love for the human family. All power is given into His hands, that He may dispense rich gifts unto men, imparting the priceless gift of His own righteousness to the helpless human agent. This is the message that God commanded to be given to the world. It is the third angel's message, which is to be proclaimed with a loud voice and attended with the outpouring of His Spirit in a large measure. The uplifted Savior is to appear in His efficacious work as the Lamb slain, sitting upon the throne, to dispense the priceless covenant blessings, the benefits He died to purchase for every soul who should believe on Him. John could not express that love in words. It was too deep, too broad. He calls upon the human family to behold it. Christ is pleading for the church in the heavenly courts above, pleading for those for whom He paid the redemption price of His own lifeblood. Centuries, ages, can never diminish the efficacy of this atoning sacrifice. The message of the gospel of His grace was to be given to the church in clear and distinct lines, that the world should no longer say that Seventh-day Adventists talk the law, but do not teach or believe Christ. The efficacy of the blood of Christ was to be presented to the people with freshness and power, that their faith might lay hold upon its merits. As the high priest sprinkled the warm blood upon the mercy seat, while the fragrant cloud of incense ascended before God, so while we confess our sins and plead the efficacy of Christ's atoning blood, our prayers are to ascend to heaven, fragrant with the merits of our Savior's character. Notwithstanding our unworthiness, we are ever to bear in mind that there is one that can take away sin and save the sinner. Every sin acknowledged before God with a contrite heart, he will remove. This faith is the life of the church.